When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. Those who are blind receive their sight, those who are lame walk, those with a skin disease are cleansed, those who are deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the dominion of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. It's hard to start a sermon today, especially because I feel I must talk about what we all can't ignore, what Pastor Kerry talked about at the beginning of our worship service today, the horrible violence that this world has seen in just the last 24 hours. First, we had the shooting last night at Brown University in Providence. During the second day of finals for fall semester. I just drove through Providence yesterday on my way back from Newport, where my call to serve as pastor is. I was there all day searching for a place to live. As I drove through the city, I had no idea what tragedy was about to unfold. And I found myself thinking, as I drove across a beautiful bridge near the city, how this place is my new home. This community, this state, is my community now. It's my church, where I belong with my people. My heart is absolutely broken for those students, and for their families, and for everyone involved. And then you wake up in the morning and you see something else you don't want to see. The horrible news of the shooting at the Hanukkah celebration in Bondi Beach, Australia. And my prayer is the same that it's been, and it's the only prayer that I think I can muster in times like these. A prayer that we as a nation and a world somehow find a way to turn our swords into plowshares. Our spears into pruning hooks. Because it's God who calls us to bring the love of Jesus into the world, love that is peace beyond all understanding. So will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Especially after everything I just talked about, the events of yesterday, and I'm sure many more things that we just don't know about that are happening in the world, it's hard to even imagine good news coming into the world. It's hard to imagine good news coming into the world, and it can be hard to imagine what the gospel even is. What is Jesus' good news for you and for me right now, in this time, and in this place? Right now is all we have. So where is Jesus' good news? We enter today's gospel lesson with this same question. We find John the Baptist ripped out of the wilderness, the home of his ministry, and he's placed into captivity in prison. His whole world has been changed. He's been ripped out of his context. His ministry is put on hold. His prophesying in the wilderness has been cut short because of the radical nature of his message. It's his message, his gospel, his good news that he's called to share. His message of baptism and repentance, his call for people, people like you and me, to repent. He's been placed in prison for his holy work. Prison was no easy place in this time. It was a dirty, dark, cramped place, no windows, crowded. And John likely found himself literally bound in chains, his movement restricted. And he was reliant on others, his disciples, to bring him everyday necessities like food and water and clothing. Nothing was provided. He relied on the love of others, the good of the people he called family and friends. These conditions are unbelievable in their cruelty, and they shook John to his very core. Shook John to his very core, like many of us today are probably shaken to our very core. His situation cut so deep that he questioned his fundamental beliefs. He questioned his fundamental beliefs. Because after all of his preaching, after all of the ministry he did, after all of the baptisms in the River Jordan, baptizing others for the sake of God's kingdom, preparing the way of the Lord, a mission he was so sure of. He was so sure of what he was doing. He finds himself in prison, and the seeds of doubt begin to grow inside him. Seeds of doubt we all have inside of us. They get brought out from time to time. John's like us, and found in this extreme situation, those seeds of doubt grow so big that he has to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" John has to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come? Are you the Messiah, the one that I have been waiting for, the one that the whole world has been waiting for? Are you really the one? Because right now I can't believe it. Right now I can't believe it." He wants a direct answer. John wants a yes or a no. He wants surety in the middle of so much uncertainty. But Jesus doesn't answer this question with a yes or a no. Jesus answers by explaining all that he has been doing. If you go back and read, Jesus says, "The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with a skin disease are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." That's the proof that Jesus gives to show that he is the Messiah. It's not just some collection of words. It's not some nice platitude. It's not some assurance of anything. It's Jesus saying, "This is what I am actually doing. This is who I am." It's not the sermons that he's preached or all the teaching that matters in this moment. What John needs to hear and what Jesus knows that John needs to hear, that Jesus is doing hard work. even when things feel so out of control, Jesus is still doing hard work, ministering for the sake of the kingdom. That question that I asked, what even is the gospel? What even is God's good news in this time, in this place? It's the same now as it was then for John the Baptist. The gospel that Jesus brings to you and to me, to this weary, weary world, is not just some words. It's not just four books in a Bible that you read and it's the magic solution to the world's problems. The gospel that Jesus promises to bring is something that I think none of us really expect. The gospel that Jesus brings is love made real. The gospel of Jesus is love made real through actions, through human hands, through love shown for others in this broken and weary world. Because the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ is not just words, but the gospel is a life of love lived for others. The gospel is a life of love lived for others. Because Jesus doesn't just bring a message, Jesus brings a ministry. Jesus truly brings the fullness of the love of God to you, to me, to John, to people in mourning, to the hopeless. Anywhere in this world, Jesus is there, showing love. Today, like so often in this earthly existence, we find ourselves feeling lost, or at least I do. I'm taking a guess that some of you feel that same way. Lost in the midst of so much happening around us, wondering, what am I to do in the face of so many seemingly insurmountable challenges? What am I supposed to do? How can Jesus' good news even be real when it feels like wherever I turn, there is no good news to be found? You and I, we want to follow Jesus, but I'm not Jesus, and neither is you, are you. No one person is Jesus except him himself. We want to follow Jesus, but I'm not able to miraculously heal the blind or cleanse those with a skin disease or any of the other things that Jesus talks about him doing. I can't do that. And yet, it's still Jesus who teaches us in this moment that the gospel, especially in moments when it feels like the gospel is so far away, in these moments, Jesus reminds us that the gospel is not just some nice words, but it is rooted always. The gospel is always rooted in a life lived in love of others. The gospel that we need to hear today and allow it to transform our hearts in service and love for others is that we need this love of Christ. We pray to Jesus, we need your love and we need your gospel. And we pray that he help us pour that love out of us and into the world for the sake of others. In this season of Advent, we often talk about waiting. We spend weeks, 4 weeks, in anticipation of Christmas, waiting for Jesus to be born of Mary and for him to get to work living out the gospel. And yet, like Pastor Carrie talked about and preached about in her first sermon for the first Sunday of Advent, the time is now. Amen? Amen. the time is now. Now is the time for Christ, and now is the time for the gospel. Now is the time for love. Because, dear siblings in Christ, even though this is the season of waiting, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for Jesus to come into the world, because today especially, we need to remember that Jesus is already in the world. Jesus is here and never left. Jesus is here in this place. Christ is coming to you on this day, and Christ is coming into the world every day, because it is always Christ's advent. It is always Christ's advent, and the good news is always coming into the world because Christ is living and Christ is loving you. Christ loves you right here, right now, wherever you go and whatever you do. Christ is there beside you. And it's because of this presence, because of this love of Christ, that you, my friends, are equipped to live the gospel that Jesus talks about. Each and every one of you can and will live a life of the gospel, a life lived in service of others, because Jesus helps you do it. You're never doing it alone. Because each and every day, being shown the love of Christ, you are messengers of Christ's advent. You embody Christ's advent. Because wherever you show love for the world, in whatever way you can muster, in whatever way you are called, in whatever way you are equipped, every time you show love for this world, you bring about the advent of Christ our Lord. You are the living advent of Christ, the living gospel of Christ for this broken and weary world. Being made in the image of God, being made in the image of the Creator who loves you, you are God's hands and feet in the world. Each and every one of you knows what gifts you've been given by God, and you know the ways you can live a gospel life for the sake of this world. I know you can, and I know you do, and I know you will. Each and every one of you can live a life in service of your neighbor, living a life of love that you have the gift of sharing. Sharing the good news of Christ, bearing the advent of Him for the sake of the world. Amen.